स परो धर्म जतो भक्ति रघो भजे अहैकुकी अप्रतिहता जयात्मा सुप्रसीद जया आत्मा सुप्रसीद और संप्रसीद संप्रसिद्धति मीन सम्मक फुल्ली सेटिस्फाइड प्रसीद एवरीवन इज सर्चिंग आफ्टर पीस एंड ट्रैंक्विलिटी of the mind. Mind's nature, why not? Mind's nature is very flickering. Accepting something and rejecting something. That is mind. Sankalpa vikalpa, the exact word in Sanskrit, I decide to do something, but next moment I reject. Therefore, mind is not in peace. And we are trying to be satisfied in so many ways. At last, in human form of life, we take to religious principles of life. In the animal society, there is no question of religiosity. But in the human form of life, especially civilized human society, every society has got some form of religious principle. It doesn't matter whether it is Hinduism, Mohammedanism, Sikhism, or Jainism, Christianism. There is some form of religious principle. Everything is attempted for satisfying the yoga principle also. Yoga indriya samyam, by controlling the mind. Mind is also indriya. The principal sense, we have got senses. And mind is the center of all senses. Indriyani pararahu. This body means combination of senses. But above the senses, there is the mind. If the mind is disturbed, the senses cannot act. If the mind is in disorder, then the man is called man, because he cannot use his senses properly. He cannot think properly, he cannot feel properly, neither he can act properly. So, Śrūta Goswāmī, who was speaking Śrīmad Bhāgavatam to the sages at Naimisharam, those who are Indians, they are well acquainted with the Naimisharanya land. It is in the Hardoi district near Lucknow. The station, railway station, is named Nimsa. And the place is very nice for spiritual cultivation. So that place was specially fixed up for executing religious ritualistic performances, and some thousands of years ago, at least 5,000 years ago, there was a great meeting of the saintly persons in which Suta Goswami was presiding, and he is teaching to the great sages that if you want to satisfy your mind, if you want to become peaceful, then you should take to the transcendental system of religion. There are different kinds of religion, but the prime religion is described here, Jato Bhakti Radho Khaje. So far we are concerned, we are propagating Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we are put many questions about different types of religion system. We take the advantage of this verse that sabai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaje. We do not mind what kind of religion you are following. You may be a Christian, you may be a Jewish, or you may be Hindu or Muslim or any other followers of religion, but the test is whether you are advancing in the matter of loving God. Jato bhakti radho kaj. Bhakti means bhajadhatu sevaya. When a man is engaged in service, that is called bhakti. That is man's nature. Not only man's nature, that is the nature, characteristic of all living entities. To serve. The other day I was seeing one picture. Yes, I think Mr. Pandya's house. That a lioness is also serving the cubs. That service spirit, that is the characteristic of living entity. To render service to others, either out of love or out of sense of superiority, to render service. Any one of us who are sitting in this meeting, if we ask, what is your prime business? You must admit that your prime business is to serve. So, this service is the characteristic of living. Nobody can say that I am not serving. He must be serving. Everyone. And Lord Chaitanya says that the prime duty of living entity is to understand that he is eternal servant of God. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. That is our real constitutional position. We are eternal servant of God. Therefore, we are engaged in different types of services. Somebody is engaged in the service of his personal self. Somebody is engaged in the service of the family. Somebody is engaged in the service of the society, community, nation, or international humanity. Just like in our country, Mahatma Gandhi was engaged in the service of his country. There are many great politicians, they have become great because they have rendered service to the nation or to the people. That is the nature. So here it is defined. That is also dharma. To render service to others, that is called dharma. Dharma means dridhati. You cannot escape it. That is called dharma. Dharma cannot be changed. Just like water is liquid. Liquidity is the characteristic of dharma of water. Sugar is sweet. Sweetness is the characteristic of dharma of sugar. Anything you take, you analyze, just like in medicine, there are herbs, different herbs, and in the British pharmacopoeia or any pharmaceutical book, the characteristics, the chemicals, the characteristics are described there. The taste is like this, the form is like this, the reaction is like this. So, these characteristics is to be understood as dharma. The English translation of dharma, religion, is described as a kind of being. But in Sanskrit, dharma does not mean that. Dharma means the exact characteristic of that particular thing. That is dharma. It cannot be changed. Faith, today you are Hindu, tomorrow you can become Christian. Today you are Mohammedan, tomorrow you can become a Hindu. That faith can be changed, but characteristic cannot be changed. We have to understand in that. So here it is described, sabai pumsa paro dharma. That is the perfect characteristic of human being. Perfect. Sabai pumsa paro. Paro means transcendental, not material. Paro or boro. And the material activities are called aboro. Apara. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is described apara yam, apara bhumi rapa analo vayu. These material elements, they are my bhinna prakriti astadha. Bhinna means separated. Eight kinds of material energies, separated. Then again it is said, aparayam. Apara means inferior. These eight kinds of material, gross and subtle elements, are inferior energy of the Supreme Personality of God. Itastu vidhi me prakritim para. Besides this, or beyond this, you try to understand another prakriti, another nature, which is para. Para means transcendent, beyond this material concept. Here also, it is said, sabai pumsa paro dharma. Paro or para are the same thing. One is masculine, one is feminine. So here it is said, dharma. Para. Para means superior. Inferior dharma and superior dharma. Inferior dharma means to serve some material purposes. Therefore, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma projita atra kohitava. The Vyasadeva said that koitava dharma, Vaishnava means pretending or false or cheating. And Sridhar Swami, the great commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Atra Mokha Vancha Pajantam Nirastam. Because people are very much interested in four kinds of religious principles. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Dharma, generally people go to church or temple for Artha, for some material purpose. Oh God, give us our daily bread. Or the Hindu goes to a temple to beg something. So give me this. Generally, people are interested for some material benefit. Why? Dharma, Artha, Kama. Kama means sense gratification. If I get some material riches, then I can satisfy my senses according to my desire. In this way, there are different angles of vision of dharma. But Srimad Bhagavatam is dealing with transcendental dharma. The original characteristics of the living entity. Therefore, here Śrīta Gosvāmī says, Samayi Pumsa Parodha. That is transcendental religion. What is that? Jato, by executing which bhakti radho khaje, one can advance his natural love for God. Everyone has got natural love for God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described that Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadha Kobhu Nan Sagunadi Suddha Chitte Karahe Udar. Nitya Siddha. It is everlasting. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Bhakti, love for God is everlasting within everyone. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Bhakti, Sadhya Kobhuna. It is not that I practice and I get it. Just like by practice one becomes drunkard, by practice one becomes smoker, by practice so many things. But this dharma, this paro-dharma, the transcendental religion is not achieved by practice. It is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. As for example and evidence, you can see that these American boys and girls, there are thousands, they are taking to Krishna Bhakti. 4 years ago, they did not hear even the name of Krishna. They did not know what is Krishna. But now they have become pure devotee of Krishna. It is not by practice. The practice which they were taught from the beginning of their life in European and American life, that drinking, meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, these things are not natural, but unnaturally they were taught. But as soon as they have come to the natural position, Nitya Siddha, dormant, everlasting. They have given up their artificial habits. Param Dishtya Nivartate in the Bhagavad Gita. When a man becomes addicted something good, he gives up bad. Just like a child, a boy, he plays sometimes very mischievously. But when he is grown up or he is given to the practice of study, he no more acts mischievously. He reads and writes, he goes to school and becomes sober and gentle. This is called that param drishtya nivartate. You cannot by force teach something unless it is natural. The Krishna bhakti is natural to everyone. Everyone, how it is evoked, that is stated, sravanadi shuddha chitte. If you patiently give oral reception to the news of Krishna or God, that is our motto of preaching. Our Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle, to give oral reception of the message given by Krishna or the message about Krishna. The message given by Krishna is Bhagavad Gita. Everyone can take this message from Krishna. There is no hindrance. Similarly, this Srimad Bhagavatam is message about Krishna or Krishna's devotees. So if you simply give oral reception to these messages of Krishna or God, then your dormant Krishna consciousness becomes evoked, natural. Therefore, our process of Krishna consciousness movement, we are opening different centers all over the world just to give people the chance of hearing about Krishna. And if he hears about Krishna, Krishna Kirtanam, here means one should speak, and speaking you are hearing. So this is called Sravanam Kirtanam. Hearing means Sravanam, and speaking or describing or chanting means Kirtanam. Kirtayati iti Kirtanam. And Sankirtanam. Sankirtanam means bohuvi militya kirtayati. When we assemble together, many men, women, meet together and glorify or chant or speak about Krishna. That is called Sankirtan. A Kirtanam, a Sankirtan. The Sankirtana is very nice in this age. Kalota Hari Kirtana. This is the injunction of the Shastra, that Krite Dhyato Vishnu. Kritayan Jagato Makhai Dapare Parichajayan Kalota Hari Kirtana. In the Satya Yoga, people would advance in spiritual consciousness by meditation. Meditation is not very easy. It was possible in the Satya Yoga. Just like Valmiki Muni meditated for 60,000 of years and he got perfect. Because people would live at that time for 100,000 years. So that was possible in those days. In the present day, it is not possible. Our mind is so much disturbed, and we are engaged in so many activities that it is impossible to meditate. One or two may be able, very expert in the affairs of meditating, but for the mass of people, it is not possible. So, Kriteja Dhyato Vishnu. The meditation means Vishnu, not something impersonal or fictitious. The yogis, they meditate, they fix up their mind on Vishnu, Vishnumurti, Paramatma. The Paramatma is Vishnumurti. Ishara Sarvabhutana, Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati. In everyone's heart, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is living. So, simply we have to meditate upon Him, and then we can realize. So that meditation was very nice, easy, possible in the Satya Yuga. Kriteja Dhyato Vishnu Tritayana Jagato Makhai. But in the next millennium, the same thing, same achievement was possible by performing great sacrifices. That is also not possible, because so many tons of ghee wanted, so many tons of grains wanted to execute the Vedic sacrifices. So nobody has got money, neither ghee is available, so many, neither Jagi Brahman is there. The priest who would execute the yajna, the first test was how the mantras are being chanted, whether perfectly or not. That test was that an animal should be put into the fire, and if the mantra is chanted perfectly, then the same animal would come out with new life. Not that sometimes people allege that in the yajna, animal sacrifice is there. Yes, it is there, but not for the purpose of eating. It was the test, just like biological test and examination are done first by the students on animals. Similarly, the test of the yajna was there. They would ignite the fire by mantras. And next test is to put an animal in the fire, and the animal comes out with a new body. The body is changed. This was the test. So that is not possible. There is no Jagrik Brahman. Neither you can get paraphernalia for executing properly in details of the sacrifice. That is not possible. Kriteja Dhyato Vishnu Tritayam Jagato Makhai Dapare Parityajayam. And the temple worship was possible to be done perfectly in the Dapara Yuga. Nowadays, even the old temples are neglected. Nobody is taking care properly. The Christian churches, temples are churches. In England, in America also, they are now being sold because people are not taking care. In Los Angeles, we have factually purchased one big church and converted into temple. Similarly, we are trying to purchase one big church in England also, London. So, people are gradually becoming atheists, not interested in going to the church or temple, there are difficulties. So that is also not recommended in this age. Of course, in our temple, there is deity worship. We take side by side two processes, the Bhagavat process and Pancharatriki process. This deity worship, the deity standing before you, we worship deities, and the Pancharatriki system, just to purify. This deity worship helps one to become purified. The whole process of religion is to purify. To purify ourselves. Because on account of contamination of the material energies, we have forgotten our real position, aham brahmasmi. I am spirit soul that I have forgotten. So, religious process means to purify yourself. So here it is recommended that sabai pungsa parodha, that is first class religious process. What is that? Jato bhakti radho khaje, that religious process which advances you to understand your position. Your position is constitutionally everlasting servant of God. Unfortunately, we have forgotten God. We have forgotten our relationship with God. But the service attitude is there. Because my characteristic to render service. Therefore, instead of giving service to God or Krishna, I am giving service to so many things. Actually, I am giving service to my senses. I do not give anyone service in the material world. In the material world, nobody gives service to anyone. Everyone gives service to his senses. Indira Tripti. A man supposed to be giving service to his country. Actually, he does not give service to the country. He gives service to his senses. Of course, if we analyze, people may not like it, but that is the fact. Just like husband and wife, husband gives service to the wife, wife gives service to the husband. But the motive is not service, but sense gratification. Therefore, in Western countries we see so many divorce cases. In India also this is also introduced. That as soon as there is discrepancy in the matter of sense gratification, the husband and wife separate. In the Bhagavad, it is stated, especially in this Kali Yuga, dampate ratimeva hi. Dampate means the relationship between husband and wife will depend on sex power. Dampate ratimeva hi. These are all stated there. So, the spirit is there, but it is parvata. The real spirit, because and covered by this material, gross and subtle elements. Therefore, my service spirit is being misused. It's misused. Just like The service spirit is there. If somebody hasn't got a family to serve, sometimes a man keeps a dog, a woman keeps a cat, because the service spirit is there. Therefore, Śrūta Gosvāmī says, that characteristic of service spirit can be fulfilled perfectly when it comes to the platform of serving the Supreme Lord. Jato bhakti radhokhaja, adhokhaja, another name of God. God means beyond the perception of our material senses. Adhokhaja, adhakrita akhaja. Akhaja means direct perception. Just like we see directly, we see touch directly, we smell directly. But God is not to be perceived by direct perception. I cannot see God directly, therefore I have got the form of God. But the form of God is not different from the original God. This Krishna playing on flute is stated in the Shastra, in the Brahma Samhita. Venum kannantam aravindadalayataksham varahavatam samasitam mudasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya visesu shobham govindam adipulsam tamaham bhajami. It is not that artist has cut out this form out of his imagination. It is Krishna when he was present personally on this planet. People have seen the form is there, and besides that, in the beginning of the creation, Brahma, when he realized by tapasya the personality of Godhead, he wrote Brahma Samhita. That Brahma Samhita is accepted by Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, we accept the authority of Brahma Samhita. That is our way of understanding. Evam parampara prata. By parampara system, we try to understand the transcendental subject matter. So, the process, the perfection of our religious system, which can satisfy our mind, is the bhakti adhokhaja, transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the perception of our material senses. And that kind of service is apratihata. It cannot be checked by any material condition. Apratihata. If you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, you will never be able to stop by any condition of material life. It is not that because one is very busy, therefore he cannot serve God, or one is very rich or poor or black or white. Never. Apratihata. Anyone who takes to the process of pure devotional service, he will never be checked. Apratihata. And ahuituki. God should be served, not with a purpose or with a motive. Ahuituki. Demigods are served, not served, they are worshipped with a motive. But Krishna is served without any motive. That is perfect service. Ahituki apratihata. Without any motive, ahituki and apratihata, it cannot be checked. Even the poorest man or the richest man, both of them can serve Krishna. Even the Brahmin or the lowest born Chanda, both of them can serve Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maan hi paatha bapas trithya jepi su paapa jhonaya. Sriya sudra tatha vaishya sriya janti parangati. One who has taken property, my center, bapas trithya, B means specifically, not physically. Specifically means according to the rules and regulations of Shastra. Such person, Manghi Pasa Bepas Sritya, Jepisu Papa Jona, even if he is born in Papa Joni, it doesn't matter. Sriya Sudra Kathavishya, Tripi Janti Parangati, they also attain the highest perfection of life. In another place, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Kirata Hunanda Tulinda Pukkasa, Abhira Sambha Jabanatha Sava, Jennecha Papa, Jat Upasraya Sraya, Shuddhanti Prabhavishnavi. Apart from this, Sriya Shuddhat Tathavishya, there are still lower. They are called Kirata Huna Andha Plinda Pukkasa. They also, if they take shelter of a pure devotee, Jadupasraya Sraya, Shuddhanti, they become purified. So there is no question of checking anyone in the matter of developing Krishna consciousness or devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond our material perception. That is possible. That is described here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that if you want real peace, if individually everyone is peaceful, naturally, collectively, everything is peaceful. Where people are disturbed because you may be satisfied in your own way, but others may not be satisfied. Then there is disturbance. Just like in this country, the Indians may be satisfied by their own way, but the Africans may not be satisfied. And if one is dissatisfied and other is satisfied, there will be disturbance. So here it is particularly mentioned that if you come to the Krishna consciousness platform, jato bhakti radhokhaje, if you engage yourself in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then your atma or mind or soul will be fully satisfied. Jnatma samprasidati. In the Bhagavad Gita, so it is said that Bhoktaram Jamkadavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Sridam Sarva Bhutana Gyata Mam. Krishna says, Mam unto me. Santi Michyati. So, you go either way. All the sastras, if you actually care for the sastra, you'll find this indication everywhere. Hari Reva Sarvatra Idhiyat. The glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is everywhere. Therefore, Shastra says, somehow or other, if you come to Krishna consciousness, Aradhita Jadi Hari, if you come to the point of rendering service to Hari, the Supreme Personality of God, tapasatatakki. There is no more necessity of austerity, penances, meditation. It is finished. Because you come to the point. And after all meditation, austerity, religious, ritualistic ceremonies, everything, if you do not come to the point of hari, then sapasatatakim, then what is the value of your austerity? Because you are missing the real point. The same thing is described in the next verse. Dharma sanusthita pungsa vishakshena kathasuja nutpadaidratin jadi samaye vahi kevanam. You execute your prescribed duties as dharma. Very nice. You may be Christian, you may be Hindu, whatever. You are thinking that you are doing very nicely the execution of your particular type of religious system. But the test is that dharma sanusthita anusthita visakshina katha visakshan de. God's another name is visakshan. So visakshana katha sujat rating na utpadaye. If you do not become attached to the topics of the Supreme Personality of God, people are not. Just like here in this hall, if there would have been some political meeting, there would have been throngs of it. Yes. But because it is on Krishna or God, nobody is interested. Nobody is interested. So Bhagavat says that you may be very faithful in discharging your duties. You may be a businessman, or you may be a professional man, or whatever you may be, you are thinking that I am doing my duty very nice. But the test is that after doing your duties very nicely, if we do not develop Krishna consciousness, that is the prime aim of life, or God consciousness, the Bhagavad says, it is simply waste of time and day. Samayeva hi kevala. Because this life is meant for understanding Krishna or God. Athāta brahma jigyāsa, that is the Vedanta Sutra. This life, human life, is especially meant for inquiring about the Supreme Absolute Truth. If that inquiry is not evoked in human life, it is simply a waste of time. That means we are spoiling the human form of life. In many places. Parabhavastava dabodha jata javanna jignasatavata tattam. A person working very nicely and he is thinking, victorious in every field of activity. But Bhagavat says that you are being defeated. You are not victorious. Parabhava, Sravas, Abodha Jata. You are born ignorant without God consciousness, without understanding your relationship with God. And if you continue like that, you are thinking that you are victorious in your business, your profession, in your occupation, but they are all defeats. There is a practical example. We have got a friend in London, perhaps you know his name, George Harrison. His house is a palatial building. He's a very rich man. But the former owner of the house is living there as ghost. This is practical. He was a very rich man, the owner of the house, former owner of the house, and he invented so many things. He got enough money, and he was too much attached to the palace. The whole money he acquired, he constructed that house. Now after death, due to his too much attachment to that house, he is living there as a ghost. This is possible. Not only as ghost, but sometimes as rat, as cat, as a snake. This is the law of nature. If you have got too much attachment for this material world, then you will have to come back here. And according to your karma, you have to accept a body. There are 8,400,000 of forms of body. Karmana daiva netre. By your work and by superior administration, you will have to accept a particular type of body. Therefore, we should take advantage of this human form of life, all the material facilities that we have got. We should utilize everything. How to develop our Krishna Bhakti? That is Parodharma. That is described as Sutta Goswami. Savai Pumsa Parodharma. Don't spoil your life simply under some fictitious idea. Be actually acquainted, well versed with the direction given in the Shastra and comply with the principle, then life will be successful. That is our propaganda. We are trying to preach this cult of Krishna consciousness just to awake the general people to his consciousness that will save him from becoming a ghost or dog or cat or something. Next time. We are preparing the next time. If you don't believe in the Shastra, that is a different thing. But this is the law. You're the whole natural process is nature is trying to take you to Krishna consciousness. But if you avoid the nature's law, then you are in the cycle of birth and death, 8,400,000 of different types of forms. Suppose if we get the form of a tree by our karma, then the next life, how much it is tedious to stand up in one place for thousands of years. Therefore, churnam jateta anumistu pateta jayavat. The Indian sermon, that if try to evoke your Krishna consciousness before the next death comes, the death is sure. Whatever you are manufacturing, when death will come, it will take away everything. Krishna says, mrityu sarva harashta aham. Mrityu sarva harashta. Mrityu means he takes away everything. Your house, your family, your country, your dress, your apartment, everything finished. Then you have to accept another body. And you have to cultivate, you have to construct another house, another society, another. This is going. Bhutta bhutyapani yate. Coming once for some years, working very hard, creating a very favorable situation and unfavorable situation, and having next life. This is going. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, ऐ रूपे ब्रह्मांड भमिते कोनो भगवान जी गुरु कृष्ण कृपा पाए भक्ति लता बीज the living entities they are rotating wandering in so many ways all over the universe ब्रह्मांड भूमि sometimes as Brahma sometimes as an ant sometimes as demigod sometimes as tree. It is going on. Ei rupe brahmanda bhavite. So, a living entity who is fortunate. While wandering in this way, he gets the touch of Guru and Krishna, and then his life is successful, because Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Beej. We take it, we get it, the beej, just like you get a very valuable seed of a lotus flower. But if you don't utilize it, the beej will remain. But if you utilize it, the beej or the seed will grow, and one day you will have a very nice lotus flower. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give people the beej, the seed of Krishna consciousness. And if he cultivates, his life becomes successful. He goes back to home, back to God. This is a great sign. Therefore, as I told you yesterday also, today also, try to understand. It is very scientific, authorized, and not a concocted idea. It is based on the Shastra. So, take advantage of this movement, and it is very easy to execute. As I told you, that if you go through the meditation process, it is very difficult. That is not possible. But in these days, the process has been made very easy. Kalautad Hari Kirtana. Kalautad Hari Kirtana. Thadu Kudbhasyam. Guru Krishna Kripa. Just try to approach the bona fide Guru or the representative of Krishna, and under his direction you take the seed and sow it in your heart and water it. And what is that watering process? Savan Kirtana Jale Taraya Sacha. This is watering process. If you continue hearing, chanting, that is the watering process of the seed, and that will grow. This is the process. Very easy. Everyone can chant. Everyone can hear. Why you lose this opportunity? Please take it. That is our request. And be successful in your life. Thank you very much.